إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, one of the greatest challenges that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. The fear that haunts the mind of every individual without exception is, what will happen to the generation in a society that has become totally immoral and devoid of values? As we draw closer to Qiyamah and we find the prophecies of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifesting before us, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we immediately found that the condition of our heart had changed. In other words, the burial of Nabi alayhi salam, which marked the termination of the golden era, was felt so instantly, so immediately, that we had barely dusted our hands, we had barely taken the soil off our hands, and we found a change in atmosphere. What about you and I that find ourselves 14 centuries down the line? We know how great the challenge is upon us. The riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif, second volume, that one sahabi addressing his companion said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ أَدَقُّ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ كنا نعدها في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من المبقات. That today I find many sins common amongst you, which you trivialize and you regard insignificant. Yet I remember in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, if anyone had to commit the sin, it would be referred to as the most destructive crime. This was the condition in the time of Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, if we analyze the du'as of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who came to destroy idol worship from this earth, yet he makes this dua to Allah, وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, safeguard me and my offspring and my son from worshipping idols. Why? The environment to which he was exposed was an environment of idol worship. Hence Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam realized the need and the importance. We know how vulnerable our youth are becoming today. A boy at tender age is vulnerable to such sins, such evils, such vices that were unheard of. So brothers, without doubt, one of the greatest challenges in this time and age, and raising children is such a challenge that no man can claim he has mastered it. Never mind saying that it works for your children and it doesn't work for my children. Many a times one father having two children, it works with one child and it doesn't work with the other child. So the challenge indeed is enormous, and it is getting more worse as the days are continuing. If we study Quran and Hadith, the Nabi of Allah, just as he had mastered and perfected every aspect of human growth and human development, how to interact with our spouses, how to interact between employer and employee, between the ruler and the subject, Nabi alayhi salam's teachings had encompassed every aspect of human growth and human development. And if we analyze and closely look at the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, then much has been said regarding the development of children, the raising of children and the tarbiyah of children. Brothers, just as it is the greatest of challenges, wallah, when the desired results are achieved, it is the greatest of joys. To find an obedient child who is upright in society, I swear by Allah, is the priceless gift of nature. In fact, not to go so far, just to take when a man comes home tired and exhausted, like someone said, there's no more pleasure left in life with the exception of three. ذَهَبَ اللَّذَّاتِ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ شم الصبيان والخلو مع النسيان وملاقات الإخوان. There's only three things that one can really truly cherish. One is the presence of children, one is meeting in seclusion with your spouse, and one is intermingling with friends and having social discussions. These are the three angles that add flavor to human life. When a person comes home tired and exhausted, one is his wife that is in a very seductive way presenting herself before her, which definitely is a human need and is appealing and is striking. One is the unique, wonderful, delicious meal that has been prepared, which is also a human need. But in between this, as this man comes home, that innocent child with his innocent smile. I wonder if you can attach any price to the smile of that child. Wallah, the smile of that child has the potential to put an end to the fatigue of the day. Has the potential to put an end to the stress of the day. The smile is so unique. Ask those that don't have children, they are going to the extremes of adopting children for the smile. This is how unique the smile is. Brothers, this is a great challenge. Unfortunately, today, many things which are unimportant have taken our primary time. And in the process, we don't have time for raising our children. Time is passing away. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَّحَّ عَلَى عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَى دِرْهَمِهِ. I sat with the group of Sahaba and I found they were more possessive over their time than their wealth. I sat with Sahaba and I found they were more possessive. They held on faster onto their time. Time meant more to them than money. The other day one youngster came to my house. He was really traumatized. My mother is very sick and my father is a stressed individual. I can't approach my father. He's a stressed individual. These were his words. I'm quoting the exact words of this young boy. I'm in a crisis in my life. My mother is terminally ill. I can't think of talking to my mother. And my father is a stressed individual. I cannot approach him in any situation. So one of the greatest challenges is raising children. And as I had made mention, if you study the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, then every prophet's life was divinely molded and shaped by Allah. Nabi alayhi salam himself said, "Adabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi." My Allah nurtured me, and my Allah raised me, and my Allah molded me. And every prophet's life was molded in relation to his nation. Hence the life of Musa alayhi salam was molded so that Bani Israel could relate to the life of Musa alayhi salam. The life of Shuaib alayhi salam was molded by Allah so that the people of Madian could relate. But the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been so divinely and completely molded that any human, be it a poor man in his poverty, a wealthy in his affluence, a governor in his dominion and his kingdom, a young boy, a man, a woman, any person at any time, if he looks at the life of Nabi alayhi salam, he will able to relate to this life. That is how Allah has shaped, designed and fashioned the life of Nabi alayhi salam. And if you study how Allah had disciplined the Anbiya and Allah had raised the Anbiya, you will find two common factors in the nurturing of every prophet, which would happen and is necessary and vital in the nurturing of any person, be it a child, be it a student, be it anyone. One is the element of love coupled with sternness. Both in moderation are of vital importance. Allah has praised the Anbiya, and at the same time, Allah has cautioned the Anbiya. Allah has disciplined the Anbiya. Today I only want to single out one aspect of the human growth and the development of our children, and that is the element of kindness. The element of love, embracing children, which is a gift of nature. The riwayat comes in Bazaar, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi of Allah was coming towards us, and he had Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu with him. هذا على عاتقه وهذا على عاتقه. Hassan radiallahu anhu on one shoulder, Hussein radiallahu anhu on one shoulder. يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. He would walk, occasionally kiss the child on the right, occasionally kiss the child on the left. And we are observing, حتى انتهى إلينا. Finally he came before us. I then said, O Nabi of Allah, إنك لتحبهما. Looks like you are really fond of your children, these two grandchildren. Nabi alayhi salam says, I am definitely fond of them, but only he who loves them truly loves me. من أحب هذين فقد أحبني. He who loves them truly loves me. ومن أبغضهما فقد أبغضني. And he who dislikes them dislikes me. So the Nabi of Allah had a lot of time as far as love was concerned with children. In fact, Islam is that beautiful religion that advocates kindness to children, even if it be the children of our own enemies. This is the beautiful teachings of Islam. To substantiate what I'm saying,